Triple Team Traffic. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
The southbound drive really starting to ease up. It's still a little bit heavy and sometimes a little bit under the freeway limit. Southbound I-15 between 5300 South and about 90th South. And then I-215 South Belt going westbound between I-15 and Redwood Road. Still in that right lane of traffic with the road work is where it remains heavy and slow. Len Thomas.
South end of the valley, you've got those major surface streets. Still some tight traffic from I-15 to Redwood Road, but much better than it was. Southbound I-15 into Utah County. We've got a crash. It's on the northbound SR-92 exit on the right shoulder. Only a little bit of slowing on the ramp. The main flow working well in either direction from the point of the mountain to Springville. Mark?
Well, a little good news is we just had a wreck, but it cleared it just about 2 seconds later on 215 at the north end, right about 2500 north. Now, 215's been a little rough all afternoon for overflow delays getting up out of downtown heading into Davis County. But right now, 215 and Legacy look much better, as does Highway 89. But I-15 itself in Davis still is a little heavy between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store at 12th Street in Ogden, DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.